Ben Levi, Yosef Va'aviram b'nei Eliyah, Va'ayim ben Telos b'nei Reuven. So Va'ikach Koyrach, it doesn't say what he took. Va'ikach Koyrach, ben Yitzur, ben Kos, ben Levi, it doesn't say what he took. Rashi says, Lokach es Atzma, he took himself. The Gemara Masech to Sanhedrin says, Sanhedrin Dav Kuf Tesa Midvei, Domer Reish Lokish, Shel Lokach Mekach Ra La'atzma. What is this lekachra, mekachra, what does this mean, la'atzmai? So I want to show the pshat, based on Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch et al. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says, in the Yisra of Leisachmai, Leisachmai is really the yisoid of numerous yisurim. What happens? A person, he sees something by somebody else, and he starts thinking about it. Then he says, ooh, I would also like that same thing. Ooh, how could I get that thing? And he starts planning. And something that l'chadchila was vayt to him, and it was out of his world, slowly but surely it makes its way into his world and into his mind, until finally it becomes a reality, and he plots it out, and all those things, and then finally he performs the crime, whether it's l'sigle, whether it's l'sinah, whether it's l'sirtzah, it even leads to l'sirtzah. But it all starts out with the l'sachmai. But the emes is, everything is in the Olam HaDimyon, because the object is really not his. Even after he steals it, it's really not his. This whole business of Leisachmai is what he develops in the Olam HaDimyon, but in reality, he doesn't end up with anything. He has to return the Gneiv, and he has to pay Chas Hashem, there's a Ritzich, or whatever, this tremendous ancient. So it's all in the Olam HaDimyon. It's not in reality. That's the pshat over here when it says, Vayikach Kairach. The Torah doesn't say he took anything. Why? It was all the Olam HaDimyon. It was all in his mind. He deserved the kahuna, or he deserved the bigger kavod, and he built it up in his mind, and then he acted about it. Vayikach kairach, he did a maisa lekicha, but he ended up with nothing. Because all of this, if something does not belong to a person, rightfully, he could think about it all he wants, but if life's oilam hadimi, and it's not a real taking. And that's what Chazal mean when they say, lokach mekach ra, la'atzmai. For himself, it was a mekach. Because it was in his Olam HaDimyon, but for the rest of the world it wasn't weak, and that's the worst kind of a Mecca, because he ended up with nothing. And that's why the Torah does not say a word about what he took. Vayikach Kairach, he took. He did a Maisa Lekicha without ending up with anything. Says, I'll give in the Olam HaDimyon. The Dosan Vaviram B'nei Eliyav. So Rashi says, because Shevet Reuven was right near them on the south, and they were Shechenim, so they were in the Shtatah with the Kairach in the Machloikis, Oyle Rosh, Oyle Shechenim. So the Yosnaim Lotero over here points out at Dover Nifla. Shalom Sorotskin says, Dosan Vaviram have a long record of wrongdoing. First of all, they were the ones that were Moser him in the shrine to Parak. They were the ones that stood up against Moser because he killed the Mitzri. They were the ones when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron came out of Paro, they stood up against him and they complained against him. They were the ones, with either Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, they did not go out with the rest of the Bnei Yisrael. Why? They didn't want to be Makabal on themselves, the leadership of Moshe, so they stayed in Mitzrayim. And in Bederech Meis, they ended up together with the Yidden because they had up as a special schutz. And they were the ones that left over from the month. Moshe Rabbeinu said, there's not going to be any money, and David Afke put out money. And they were the ones that said, Nitna Roshim and Ashuvim Mitzrayim, but they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. So one after another, they had a long record. The Yaval PK, nothing happened to them. Number one, they were not kicked out of the Onan. The Onan was pilate, those that were not right to be under it. They also got a chelik in the mon. The mon would not fall for anyone that didn't deserve it. They received the mon, and they were also kept inside the honor. Oh, but this machloikis, that's intolerable. Our Ander Zachna Kodesh Baruch Hu could tolerate. Oh, but this Aveira over here, that they made a machloikis against Moshe Rabbeinu, and they caused a rift, and they caused a split in Klal Yisrael, those are the chet of the machloikis, that already, that's intolerable, and this is where they met their downfall. So Mari the Kalima to us, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'arich Av, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous level of tolerance. But when it comes to Machloikis, that's the end. How do we understand Dosan Vaviram? How do we understand their character? It says, Vayikha la Moshe Ma'oi, Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. Vayomer el Hashem, al tefen el minchosam. Do not turn to their korban. So Ibn Ezra says, what does it mean it doesn't turn to their, don't turn to their korban? He says, a korban mincha has a segula that it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to push off his anger. And Dosan of Aviram knew this, and they wrote a korban mincha. So they were anoshim kashuvim, and their mincha would have worked. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, al tefen el minchosam. They were anoshim gedoyim. The Ramban says, it says, Vayishlach Moshe likru l'dosan v'l'aviram. Why did he call to Dosan v'aviram and not to Ein Ben Peles? Says Dr. Ramban, because Dosan v'aviram were nesiei eda. They were nesiim, they were chashuvim, they were kriyei moyei, and they were more chashuv than Ein Ben Peles. So normally he called out to Dosan v'aviram. We're talking about over here in the Sia Eda in the Dor Deyah, where everybody had a closer yachas, Masharosa Shivcha Layam, Leroy Yecheskel Ben Buzi, and Dosan v'aviram were considered the Sia Eda. The, it said later on, who Dosan v'aviram kriyei ho Eda, asher hitzu al Moshe v'al Aaron badas kairach, batzoysam al Hashem. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says that this is why he says Dosan v'Aviram, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mefarsim the names of the Rishoyim, they were the Siva for it. V'harai that they were the Siva, because Moshe Rabbeinu only tried to be mishtagel to speak to them. V'yishlach Moshe likra l'dosan v'Aviram, it says v'yelach Moshe l'dosan v'Aviram, v'yishlach they were the Siva. And later in Dvarim, it also says, Vasher Osher L'Dosan V'Aviram B'nei Aliyah Ben Uven, it singles out Dosan V'Aviram. So on the one hand, they're Kriyei Ha'Eda, they're Nesiei Ha'Eda, they're considered Choshev, and Hashem would have listened to their Mincha if not for the Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And on the other hand, they're such Rishon, how do you understand who they are? So I saw in a Sefer Sam Derech, Simchas Yisrael Breidim, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, he says that the Yesod is in the beginning when we're first introduced to Dosan v'Aviram. Wherever it says Nitzim v'Nitzovim, that is referring to Dosan v'Aviram. Nitzim is to create machloikas, to argue with, to argue, to be not accepting, and Nitzovim to stand up, I say, with pride, not willing to be machnia yourself. V'nei shnei anoshim ivrim, Nitzim. V'yayim v'larosh olam v'sakariyecha. They weren't willing to accept Teichacha. They stood up to Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not willing to be machmir themselves. That is the yisayit of everything. You could be a great person. You could have gevaldig amidus. You could be the Nesiei Ha'Eda. You could be Kriyei Moyei. You're called to all of the gatherings. But if a person is not willing to be machmir himself, then that's the korban of everything. You're not willing to be makabel teichacha. You're not willing to lower yourself to a person of higher stature, then all the milas that you have go down the drain. And that's the way he's masver, this Indian of Dosan v'Aviram. They might have been of a high level, over Me'idr Gisa, they weren't willing to be machnia themselves, and that's the site of everything. There's a ma'isa, I mentioned this ma'isa here before. There was a group of Bachram came to the Chofetz Chaim. And they said, there's a Bachram, the Yeshiva Embassy, he doesn't really add to the Ruach. Maybe he should find a different place. Maybe they should find him a different place. So Chofetz Chaim was not too despoiled. He says, no. Whatever he does is good. As Lamal Yusuf, you don't want to hear from them. A few days later, a woman came crying to the Chofetz Chaim that the bacha that was staying in her achsanya, he was in l'chutzav to her. The mamshat kedekach, she was crying. Chofetz Chaim heard, he right away sent a message to the Mashgiach to send his bachur away from the yeshiva. Ooh, the first one, the Mashgiach sends a choshev bachur, he's mamish at tumult and learning, he's mamish, he has to the ruach, or whatever. Chofetz Chaim says, name, he says, he has to leave the yeshiva. So a couple of bachur came tiny to the Chofetz Chaim. A few days ago, he was tiny about a bachur that lowers the ruach of the yeshiva. And the Rebbe said that he should stay. And this bacha was a koch to learn, and he's a London. You know, he should leave the yeshiva. What's the pshat? So Chofetz Chaim says, I know one thing. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Az ponim l'gehenim, u'boishas ponim l'ganeim. So the kashim amanav. If the fellow's going to do tshuva, so how can you make a klal hatzmon again? Will eventually do tshuva. And if the fellow's not going to do tshuva, what does it gain? What do you gain if he's a boishes panim? A b'soyim kol seif. If he's not going to do tshuva, he'll end up in Gehenna. Shema mino, it's a klal. If a person's an ahas panim, he will never do tshuva. Because he's never willing to be machnia himself. So it says a klal. Ahas panim will always end up in Gehenna. He's never going to be machnia himself. Boishes panim is someone that takya has busha. And he will be machnia himself. Eventually, even if now he's not on the madrega, chances are he'll eventually do tshuva. What ended up, this Takedis Bacher, nothing good ended up with him, this Langdon. And the other one, he moved here to America. I heard he became a rabbi in some small kill, and he did good to Zachem. It wasn't the biggest rabbi, it wasn't the biggest Langdon upper. He did good to Zachem. That's the pshat over here. You could be a person with koiches, with all things, but if you're not willing to be machnia yourself, that's ashpanim again. Vayichal ha-moshim ha-oid, vayomer el Hashem, al tefen el minchosam. Do not turn to their mincha. Loi chamor echod mehem nososi. I never took any of their chamorim, even when I was roi lekach. V'loi hari oisi esech mehem. I never did anything bad to them. So what I'm about to say is based on Rav Shimon Schwab and mine, based on Sha'eva. I didn't say the whole thing, but little pieces of what he says. First of all, he asks that it's a pella that all the time Moshe Rabbeinu was Melitz Yosher on Klal Yisrael. He tried his best when he could be Melitz Yosher. And here all of a sudden he turns around, Al Tefen Al Minchosa, with such a starkeit, don't turn to their mincha. And what happened all of a sudden to Moshe Rabbeinu? He's the leader of Klal Yisrael, and usually he tangles on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And over here all of a sudden it sounds like he's being Makatri. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu was an onav. He wasn't akban on his egg in the covet. So, what happened all of a sudden over here that here he was makbid? What's the pshat? Number three, if Dosan and Aviram, and they were moiche, the rest of the gathering was moiche about the nesias of Elitzofen ben Uziel. So why they wait until now, until after the mice of the Meraglim? This is a kasha that the Mepharshim asked. They should have done this right away by the Minui. Sounds like over here, after the mice of the Meraglim, this took place. And also, one of their times was, Afloy al Erez Zovas Cholu Vidvash HaVeisonu, Vatitin Lonu Nachlas Toda Vacharem. They were tiny, you didn't bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Where does this fit in with the rest of the tiny? The Ikam Achloikas was, On this, minui of Elitzof Ben Uziel, and you took the kuna for yourself, so why all of a sudden they bringing in a new taina, you didn't bring us to Eretz Yisrael? So Shimon Schwab says a very original pshat. He says, to right after the mice of the Meraglim comes the parsha of Nesachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah klal Yisrael, and when you bring korbanos, you come to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of the Nesachim, the Schayayin, and so on. So Rashi says over there, he was mevasit to them that you're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. I'm bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. And you need Eretz Yisrael to be Makayim this mitzvah. I'm bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. Dosan and Avira made up a sheker bilbul against Moshe Rabbeinu. He said the whole mice of the Meraglim was a fiction. It was a whole concoction of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Why? Because they knew that they don't have the zechuyos to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. They knew that they didn't have the zechuyos to conquer over the Zayin Anamim. So what did they do? They sent Meraglim, Shaloy al Pitzivu Yakodesh Baruch Hu. And the Meraglim came back, and they discouraged Klal Yisrael from going. And now they say that we have to be in the Midbar for 40 years, and everybody's going to die in the Midbar. This was a lie, they said. It's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he doesn't have the kayak to bring us in, so he made up the sheker to discourage us from going, and because of that, none of this is true. Hashem never said that we have to be in the Midbar, just that Moshe Rabbeinu can't bring us in. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm eventually going to bring you in, they were kayfer in that as well. They were kayfer in that as well. Those we didn't, they didn't need that special mitzvah. So, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden made a macha. On his egg in the covet, Moshe Rabbeinu was not machbid. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you're all going to die in the Midbar, and they said Hashem never said that, and this was made up by Moshe, they're being kaifer in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. You're kaifer in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That already Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be soyable. For the egg and the covet, thus, you know, for the egg and the covet that he wasn't mapping on. The covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was mapping on. I went through the marshal, they aimed at, to Shammai. And everybody told, you know, in the secular world, Shammai is like a mean person. It's chas v'chalila, nothing could be further than the truth. Shammai was an onav, and he was the most beloved person in Yerushalayim. Mamish. He was beloved by everybody. So what's the pshat? I once heard a marshal that, there was a very wealthy family with a lot of children. And all the children were fussy, and they were picky, and came to meals, and they drove the waiter crazy, bring me this, bring me this, bring me that. There's one kid that sat near his father all the time, and is still, doesn't ask for a thing. His manners, he never asked the waiter to bring him anything. One of the meals, the father sees that the son, he looks a little bit hungry. So he tells the waiter, can you please bring him an extra portion? The waiter was taking his time. Maybe he thought the kid's not going to complain anyway. All of a sudden, the kid gives a scream. Waiter, what are you doing? You know, my father said to bring me a portion. You know, what was taking you so long? Everybody's mom is so tumbled. This little kid all of a sudden starts screaming. I said, Gishon, what happened to you? His father asked him, what happened all of a sudden? You're getting so angry. So he says, I bet some for myself. I don't really need anything, right? But if my father told the waiter to bring me an extra portion and he doesn't listen, that's a begin my father's coming, and for that I have to scream. And that's what happened over here, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, over here, he wasn't willing to be mevater on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming. It also explains why they waited till after the Ma'aseh of the Meraglim, because this is really what added, you know, fire to the ganze Ma'aseh. To be able to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, takes leadership for himself, he can't even bring us into Eretz Yisrael. That's why it came after the Ma'aseh of the Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was makbid on the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol Yisrael asher sviv oseihem nosu l'koyla. When everybody, when Korach v'Adosai fell into the ground opened up. It says, "V'chol Yisrael asher sviv oseihem nosu l'koylam." They ran away to their voice. Ki amru, because they said, "Pentiv la'enu ha'aretz." Maybe the earth is going to swallow us up as well. So the lashon is a little bit strange. It should have said, "V'chol Yisrael asher sviv oseihem nosu mikoylam." They ran away from the sound. They heard the sound of people sinking into the ground, so they ran away from that sound. What is this nosu? Likayla. So the Kli Yoker says a pshat like this. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra. It's also Medrash Tanchuma that Korach v'Adosai are beneath the ground, and they come up every 30 days. They're brought up and they in you know underground, and they say Moshe emes v'Seirosei emes v'Anu Badoim. Moshe is emes, his Torah is emes, and we are liars. Which fits in very well with what we just said. They made up against the Sheker Bilbil against Moshe Rabbeinu. So that coil started Mamish in the very beginning. So when the Bnei Yisrael heard the coilus of the people down there, they're about to say something. They wanted to hear, they thought they're being Mizvada on their Aveira. So they wanted to hear what are they making Vidui on so that they should learn from them what not to do. And what was the Goyim of the sinking into the ground? So that's why it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Yisrael shesu yisem nosu likaylam. They went towards the voice because they wanted to listen in and hear what they had to do tshuva for. And that's why it says afterwards, pentiv la'enu ha'aretz. We want to know what we should stay away from so that we don't get swallowed up by the ground. So V'chol Yisrael nosu likaylam. I saw another pshat brought down, B'shem Rav Shlomo Kluger, say for Imre Shofer, what's pshat? V'chol Yisrael nosu Likoilo means that Taka ran away. Oh, but what did they run away to? Hakoil kol Yaakov. The voice of Yaakov is to sit to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw a tzara over here, and they were afraid that they themselves were in sakana. So the Chol Yisrael Nosu, they ran away to what? What was their refuge? lekoilam to what is the umnes avayisham, the koil of Yaakov Avinu, how koil kol Yaakov to daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanis on them. That's the nusach. That's the place of refuge. Is lekoilam the koil kol Yaakov. I remember once hearing. I think I heard from my Shiva of Gift is Atzal. There's a mission in Kalin that says, Kol Shibiyam Tar. Every Bria in the Yam is Tar. Chutz Mikelev Hamayim. Except for the Kelev of the water. Because it runs away to the Abasha. What does that mean? If you make a Keli out of the skin of certain fish or animals underneath the Yam, if you make a Keli out of it, it's not Makabatum. The Gorlin is out of a pasuk. Something from the Yam is not Makabal Tuma. There's only one Bria that if you make Kalim out of it, it is Makabal Tuma. That's the Keller Sheviyam. Why? Because at a time that's in, it's in trouble, it escapes to the, dry world, to dry land, to Yabasha. So, even though it doesn't survive very long on Yabasha, and even though it doesn't live there most of the time, but how do you tighten up a Bria? Where does it run to at a time of danger? That tightens up what the Bria is. So if this Bria, it lives in the water most of the time. But if in a time of danger, it comes to Yabasha, that tightens up that this is a Bria from Yabasha. And that tightens up what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael in times of Tzara, they scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they sit and learn that the Zechusim of Torah should help for the Tzara. That's Nosu L'Koylam. They ran away to their Koyl. It's another interesting story. I once said over the Israeli communist newspaper, Haaretz, Am Haaretz. They once printed a picture and they wrote a caption under the picture. Well, let's see what the picture is. It was a bomb shelter in London during World War II. And it shows Goyim in a bomb shelter sitting by a table playing cards. And on the other side of the table, you have Yidden bent over a Gemara learning. So this Haaretz wrote under a caption under the picture, we're not printing this to show the difference between a Yidden and a Goy. Ru'uma ben benil ben choni. That's not why we're printing it, for its historical value. So the Israeli Yated blew up the picture, mamish, a full page picture. And it says, and we are showing Ru'uma ben benil ben choni. At a time of Tzara, what do the Goyim do? And what do we do? Time of Tzara, we're sitting and learning, we're hovering over our Gemaras, they're sitting and playing cards. That's Nosu L'Koylam. Where did they run away to? They ran away to the Koyl Koyl Yaakov. Vayiloinu kaladas b'nei Yisroel mimachras al Moshe v'al Aaron. After the mice of Korach, everybody got together and they were tiny against Moshe and Aaron. Why did you kill Am Yisrael? You were the Goyim that Yidden should die. So Leib Chasman says, it's Mavel al Arayim. What's going on over here? They saw the mice of Korach. They saw that Korach and Adosai are swallowed up by the ground. They saw that 250 people were burnt by the mice, you know, with the tigers. After that, I mean, now when they came together and they complained, there was a mageifa where 14,700 people died. The afal pi kein, there was still tainas against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because right afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that each nasi should take a mata and bring it to Moshe, and Aaron will also bring a mata, and with that, the tlunais are going to go away. I'm going to get rid of the tlunais. Vaisteis, that even after Korach and his Eda was swallowed up, even after the 250 people were burnt, even after the Magefa that came about now, 14,700 people died, after all of that, there was still tainus. Now, how could that be? So Zokter Bleib Chasim, you see from over here how dangerous Machloikis is, and how dangerous it is when people are mashrid b'soichem hashchose. It's hard to get rid of. Can have all the nisim in the world. The ground opening up, Pia Oretz, was created, Sheshes Yimei Breishes. Mamash Neis Nifla Admai. And then they see the Sreifa, and then they see this Mageifa. And they can't get rid of it. They can't get rid of the tlunis on Hashem. Don't you realize that this is all from Eis Hashem, Eis Hazayis? The Teretz is, when people get so heated up in Machloikis, and they go so heated up in their subjectivity, in their negias, it's very hard to get rid of it afterwards. And that's why the person should be very careful. Look at Chilo not to get into Machloikis, and a person has to be aware of the weaknesses that he carries with him, that if it becomes part of him, it's very hard to get rid of. Dozok Rublev Chasma says that when they gave the matos, when the Nesim gave him the matos, it says, Umata Aaron b'soich matosam. Moshe Rabbeinu placed Mata Aaron b'soich matosam. It doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do that, but when Moshe Rabbeinu placed the matos in the Mishkan, it says, Umata Aaron b'soich matosam. Why is the Torah stressed? Mata Aaron b'soich matosam. So Yonah Snipes, he says a very nice pshat. He says, it's Yodua that Shlomo HaMelech was able to plant all of the different fruits that grew throughout the entire world. He was able to plant it in Eretz Yisrael. Mara says it. How was he able to do it? Because he knew the chokhmah of agronomy. He knew the chokhmah of agriculture. And certain pears grow in this country, and certain pears grow. But he understood where the ground is connected to all the different countries. He knew the chokhmah, and where the earth is rooted, attached to the other countries, and he was able to plant different fruits in different places. That's how he was able to do it. Dr. Yonason Eibschitz, the Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that if he would plant Aaron's matta to the side, and not exactly together with everybody else, people would say, yeah, not really a nice. Moshe Rabbeinu knows the shroshim of where the ground is attached to what. And Mela, Aaron's there was able to grow, and ours he planted over here. See, Bedavka planted Aaron's toich, each and every one. So the unique agata, they all should have turned into almonds and pears or whatever. And this way, he was madgish. Mata Aaron b'soich matoisim, they shouldn't be able to tie in such a thing. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hoshev es Mata Aaron lefnei ha'edus, the Mishmeres, place this in front of the Oren. It should be a Mishmeres, lo'ois as a sign of Neymeri, for people that rebel, u'sechaltu noisem e'aloi, and that way we'll get rid of the Italians against me, v'lo yamusu. So the Shachal HaTorah says, what was the Indian over here to put it in front of the Oren? Why do you need a Mishmeres? He said, it's a Dabar Yadua, that in the times of the Gemara, there was Tanon and Amiron that were able to say a certain lachash and create certain things. And certain things could have been created with kishuv. So mehechet ha'isi, that these shkedim grew because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the nice, maybe it came through kishuv. The answer is, a davar that comes through a lachash, through a chant, or something that comes through kishuv has no kiyum. It can't last for more than a short amount of time. So over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, place it with Eidus, and this is going to be Kayim Lo'ad, and Mimele, you can't tie it any more than it came through a Lachash, or it came through Kishuv. That would be the biggest try, that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it had a Kiyam. Agud and Shabbos.